This is ARRL Audio News, your weekly summary of news highlights from the world of amateur radio. If you retransmit audio news through a repeater, listen for the Morse code K character, followed by 4 seconds of silence. That's your cue to stop transmitting so that your repeater timer can reset.
I'm John Ross, KD8IDJ, and this is the ARRL Audio News for Friday, February 21st, 2025. At the top of the news this week, more seats are available for On the Air Live. Due to significant demand, ARRL has expanded the number of available spots for this month's On the Air Live, an online training session linked to content in the current issue of On the Air magazine. The program quickly reached its original capacity. The live event will be hosted by ARRL Education Specialist Wayne Green, KB4DSF. It's a good problem to have, said ARRL Education and Learning Manager Chief Goodgame, K5ATA. We can easily add more capacity, and we're glad that ARRL members are responding so positively to the concept, he said. OTA Live is scheduled for February 25th at 8 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time and will be on the topic of how to use your handheld radio. Registration in advance is required but is free for all ARRL members. And if you can't make it to the live event, a recording will be available in the ARRL Learning Center. With Solar Cycle 25 still at peak conditions and several popular contests this time of year, there have been some interesting, if not totally rare, DX opportunities on the HF bands. Spots have been flying on DX Club email reflectors this week, VK9XU on Christmas Island, V73WW on Marshall Island, 5N9DTG in Nigeria, KH7AL/KH9 on Wake Island, 7Q2MM on Malawi, and others all have been noted, among many others. The featured expedition timeline on DXWorld.net shows a number of interesting opportunities to add to the logbook totals in the next several weeks. A full slate of operators is fanned out around the world for the ARRL International DX contest. The CW portion was this past weekend, and the phone weekend starts March 1st at 0000 Zulu. Getting on the air and being familiar with current propagation conditions is a great way to prepare for contests, said ARRL Contest Program Manager Paul Bork, N1SFE. Contest activity is on an upward trend with the peaking solar cycle, and Bork hopes that more entrants brings an even higher level of excitement to the contest. Bork noted that last year we saw a record number of logs submitted. I hope even more operators participate this year. You don't have to be a big gun to be part of it. Everyone is welcome, and the best conditions of a generation will give even modest stations like mine across the global a global playing field. Some changes in the ARRL Iowa section to report this week. Election results have now been finalized, and Barry Bulow, W0IY, received 283 votes, defeating incumbent Lee Garner, WA0UIG, who received 146 votes. Bulow of Cedar Point, Iowa, will assume section manager duties on April 1st. He is a veteran of the United States Air Force and has worked in aerospace engineering. He served on the ARRL National Convention Committee and is past chair of the ARRL Midwestern Division Convention. Garner has served as section manager since 2019. A great story this week about how high school and a sci-fi movie can spark interest in amateur radio. Steve Schnickel was a young high school student in the late 80s and was introduced to amateur radio through his electronics classes. He also spent time working at a local radio shack and watching science fiction movies at a nearby theater in his hometown of Pensacola, Florida. Amateur radio's next biggest influence on Steve came in 1997 on opening night of the movie Contact, about a scientist who finds evidence of extraterrestrial life and is chosen to make first contact. I remember the entire theater erupted when, in the opening scene, amateur radio operator K4WLD responded to a call from W9GFO and stated his location was Pensacola, said Schnickel. It sounded like the home team had scored in overtime to win the game. It was very loud. Fast forward to November 24th, 2024, Schnickel passed the exam for his technician license, as was assigned KQ4YXP on November 11th. Then he passed his general license and on November 29th changed his call sign to KQ4ZDR and then again to KZ4OW. After a month of study, he passed his extra class license exam, but there was still something missing from his newfound amateur radio hobby. To celebrate, I started researching vanity call signs in order to try and reward myself with a 1x2 call sign. I researched everything that had become available, and just as I was about to file the application with the FCC with a list of about a dozen 1x2 calls, I then paused and wondered if anybody actually had the call sign WK4WLD from the movie. It turned out K4WLD had just fallen out of a 2-year grace period hold a couple of weeks prior and was now available. Schnickel submitted his vanity application and on January 11th, 2025, was assigned the new call sign K4WLD. I can proudly say the K4WLD was awarded to me in January of 2025, and I still live in Pensacola, Florida. Now that is life imitating art, Schnickel concluded. And K4WLD has come home to Pensacola in real life, just like in the movie. All well and good, except for one small detail. Most of his equipment has been on back order for several months. Schnickel hopes to make his first contact in just a few weeks. The Young Ladies Radio League, YLRL, has announced its Memorial Scholarship Program for 2025. The scholarship program is aimed at female amateur radio operators studying radio, communications, electronics, or amateur radio-related arts and sciences. There are three Memorial Scholarship Award categories: the Ethel Smith K4LMB Memorial Scholarship, that's $2,500, the Mary Lou Brown NM7N Memorial Scholarship, $2,500, and the Martha Marty Wessel K0EPE Memorial Scholarship, $1,500. YLRL is committed to investing in women in amateur radio, and we believe that every act of volunteerism through amateur radio, even a small one, helps turn the world into a better place, said Vicky Zumwalt, N6KLS, president of YLRL. We hope that our scholarships will not only encourage students to learn more about science, technology, and engineering, but also inspire them to take pride in being an amateur radio operator and to encourage others to do so as well. The YLRL believes that education in the fields of radio, communications, electronics, and amateur radio-related arts and sciences will play an important role in shaping the world's future. Through these Memorial Scholarships, YLRL hopes to encourage female students to learn more about amateur radio. To qualify, students must be female, have an amateur radio license, and meet the requirements listed on the YLRL website, and apply using the online application. Applications, by the way, are due April 30th, 2025, and winners will be announced in July 2025. The Young Ladies Radio League, YLRL, is an international nonprofit organization of female amateur radio enthusiasts. It was founded in 1939 and is the longest-running YL club in the world. Greg Lee, KI6GIG, has shared information about Grassroots Emergency Communications Operation, GECO, in Arizona. GECO is a free grassroots community-powered disaster recovery program for amateur radio operators and amateur radio emergency communicators, especially in marginalized communities without emergency plans. The group's free software offers basic information and encourages local organizers to consider two enhancements: adding amateur radio communications, both radio and non-radio methods, and using community-based education to integrate indigenous knowledge and emergency preparedness with STEM, STEAM, STEAMing classroom lessons. The information is designed to improve local education, enhance relevant and practical knowledge, skills, and experience to develop the preparedness mindset, and cultivate future generations of emergency service volunteers and workers to aid in local economic development. For more information, contact Greg Lee via email at gecoradio@gmail.com. The North America QSO Party, NAQP Ready 2025, will be in full operation Saturday, February 22nd, 1800 hours UTC, through Sunday, February 23rd, 0559 UTC. The North American QSO parties are favorites of beginners and seasoned operators alike. The NAQPs are low power only, no amplifiers allowed, which makes for a lot more interesting and breathing room on the bands. Small stations can generate very effective runs in the NAQP contest. Multipliers count once per band, which makes for an exciting format, as multipliers can be moved from band to band. The NAQPs allow stations from all parts of North America to be in the running for the top spots. The 12-hour format allows participants to do some great contesting, yet still have time for other activities during the weekend. Participants may enter in the single-op or multi-op categories, and they also have the opportunity to combine up to 5 separate single-op scores into a team score. For complete rules and login information, visit 2025 North American QSO Party CWSSB RTTY on the Internet. A silent key to report this week, Robert Bob Boost, W2OD ARRL Northern New Jersey Section Manager, passed away on February 18, 2025. He was 87 years old. He has served as Section Manager of the ARRL North New Jersey Section since 2020. Boost served as an Assistant Section Manager, Emergency Coordinator, and Net Manager prior to his appointment. He was born in Minnesota and was first licensed in 1950 and graduated from the University of North Dakota with a degree in Electrical Engineering. He then worked for Bell Labs and completed a master's degree from New York University and was a volunteer examiner and an ARRL life member. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. This week we have a rather interesting trophy competition. It was back on March 10, 1965, that the first QSO via amateur satellite was made on Oscar 3, between HB9RG and DL6EZA. Marking the 60th anniversary, HB9RG is having a competition to see who can make the furthest QSO using any LEO, MEO, or HEO satellite. GEO satellites are not eligible to be used for this. The goal is to complete DX QSOs. The 10 furthest QSOs you report will be factored into the scoring. The competition runs from March 3rd through March 16th. Get out there and make some contacts. If you are stateside, a good long-distance contact for someone on the East Coast may be a Caribbean island or a country in Central America. Those in the mid-U.S. might try for a contact with Hawaii, Central or South America. And those on the West Coast could try Alaska or Russia. There are a lot of possibilities. Of course, the longest contact will be made when both you and the other station are near their acquisition of signal or loss of signal. For more information, visit ampsat-hb.org. And scroll down a bit, click on the center of the three patches. This is Bruce Page, KK5DO. Back to you, John.
And thanks, Bruce, for that report. In radio sport this week, a lot of great contests. February 21st through the 23rd, it's the CQ 160 meter contest, single sideband phone. February 22nd through the 23rd, the REF contest, single sideband phone. The UBDADX contest, that's CW. February 22nd through the 23rd, the South Carolina QSO Party, CW phone and digital. And on February 22nd through the 23rd as well, the North American QSO Party, RTTY, that is digital. And remember to visit the ARRL contest calendar for more events and information. Upcoming section, state, and division conventions on February 22nd, HamCon hosting the ARRL Vermont State Convention, that's in Colchester, Vermont. February 28th through March 1st, Birmingham Fest hosting the ARRL Alabama State Convention in Trussville, Alabama. And on March 7th and 8th, the Greater Houston Ham Fest hosting the ARRL Texas State Convention, that's in Rosenberg, Texas. And finally this week, thanks to the Clearwater Valley Amateur Radio Club in Orofino, Idaho, for airing the ARRL audio news on their repeater. 7-3.
And that concludes ARRL audio news for this week. Our thanks to all contributors to this week's report. ARRL audio news is produced by the American Radio Relay League, the National Association for Amateur Radio. For more information on amateur radio or the ARRL, visit us on the web at arrl.org. You can also find us on Facebook and Twitter by searching for ARRL. If you have a question or comment about ARRL audio news, email us at audionews@arrl.org. This program is copyright ARRL, all rights reserved. 73, and thanks for listening.